If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
On a previous episode of Shadow Realm...
Have you brought it with you?
Are you talking to me?
Do you see anybody else here? You need to save yourself.
I walked through the forest for what seemed like an hour. The air around me was dense with the fragrance of apple blossoms. It reminded me of Ma's digestive drink, which she made from the essence of apple blossoms, and her apple halva, her unique Ayurvedic take on apple pie. I saw a Venus flytrap swallow a fly deep into its thick and thorny stem. And then, something in the trees caught my attention. Right before my eyes, two furry monkey-like creatures with long scraggly tails and bright red bottoms scampered down onto the grass. One of them had a tan fur covering his body, and the other had almost white fur. They looked more like little boys with tails than monkeys.
Vishiji said you'd be coming.
You can talk? I don't believe it.
We've been stalking you since you arrived this morning.
Stalking me?
Don't be alarmed. We only did it out of curiosity and good intention.
Wait a second. You're not monkeys. You're Vanars. Like in the epic.
I'm Chimpu. This is my friend Pandu.
We saw Rishiji talking to you. And when we saw your delight at the temperamental nature of the wild woods, we knew it must be you.
Rishiji? Do you mean the disappearing hermit?
Rishiji appears and then disappears. Sometimes you see all of him, sometimes only a part of him, and at other times all you hear is his voice.
He behaves more like a sorcerer than a sage.
He's actually a bit of both. Sages like him have been infused with Brahman Shakti for thousands of years.
What's that?
After so long, an Arya has finally arrived in wild woods. But you don't even know the meaning of Brahman Shakti.
Wait a second. Ma told me about Brahman Shakti. It's like really powerful creative energy that's inside of us. But only a few ever harness it.
Look, the Arya has brought the book with him. It would have been safer if you left it at home.
If they know you have it, she'll make life even more difficult for us.
Who is she?
Balchorni, the most evil demon in this part of the forest. She's been sent here to look for the book. But when she sees we don't have it, she captures our young and eats them alive, and then destroys our home.
That's horrible.
We used to live in Kishkinda, you know, in the southern part of the forest lands. But thanks to Balchorni, we have now become nomads. No matter how many times we keep moving from place to escape her, she continues to find us.
Now we are in danger of going extinct. We need your help.
My help? But I was hoping you could help me. I'm sorry, but I have to get home.
Please, if we cease to exist, then who shall remain to bear Hanuman's flag? Only the Vanar race is capable of forming his army.
Hanuman? Is he also here in the wild woods?
No, Hanuman is taking a hiatus. He's spending time in the abode of his spiritual father, Vayu, the Lord of the Wind.
Is he dead?
Hanuman dead? No, goodness, that's not even possible. It's just that he's entrusted his earthly work to us, at least for some time, while he rejuvenates himself under the blessing of his father's house.
His earthly work?
Come, we'll show you.
I would love to, but I really need to get back home now.
Are you alright? What's the matter?
I'm fine. I'm just starving, that's all.
We would be honored if you joined us for a community meal.
No, that's okay.
But everyone has to eat. Come.
No, I really need to get... Was this place close by?
They scampered through the trees at a pace that forced me to run in order to keep up. We trampled over the knee-high grasses and through the shrubs, sending fruits and berries flying in all directions. Moments later, we arrived at what looked like a natural jungle gym. Scores of banyan trees with big suspended roots stood throughout this part of the forest. Chimpu and Pandu swung from tree to tree, using the roots like swings in a gymnasium. Huddled in the mesh of the branches were Vanars, of every possible shape and size. Old Vanars with wrinkled faces, young and energetic Vanars with mothers holding furry babies peeping out from behind the leaves. I'd never seen anything like this before. When things calmed down, my eye caught a triangular saffron-colored flag fluttering high at the top of the tallest tree in the center of the jungle gym. It was a sight that filled me with awe.
That's Hanuman's flag. It stands for stability, equilibrium, and mind control.
And a sure sign of victory of good over evil.
That's the call for dinner. We're just in time. Come.
We sat down to a feast of nuts, fruits, and herbs, which tasted a million times better than it sounds. After eating, they gave me a drink extracted from honeycomb, which reminded me of Ma's cooking. A warm energy spread through my body, like a magic potion had opened the doors of my mind.
It's essence of bee pollen, the perfect elixir to soothe your nerves.
I casually put my book down on a thick branch, which seemed to anger one of the older Vanars.
We can't risk it falling into the forest below. Who knows where it might land and who might find it.
It's okay, I'll put it here in this tree trunk. It'll be safer here for the meantime. You see?
Who's that?
That's Buddha. He's the leader of our tribe. Those two Vanars beside him, that's Ranga and Raja.
I see you've taken to the honey drink. Only those with a unique genetic code from the old world tribes can digest it.
I told you we had found him.
Thank you for this delicious meal. I have to get back now, though. My mother needs me.
We are all very sorry to hear about your mother, but you see... Hush!
What's the matter?
They want me to tell you about Balchoni. She's been after us for a long time.
Chimpu and Pandu told me all about her. I'm very sorry, that's horrible. I wish I could do something, but...
She is a direct threat to our survival, but her master is a direct threat to life itself.
What do you mean? Who is her master?
Could an Arya really be asking that question?
Huh? Who are you talking about?
We are too afraid to say that name out loud.
He's the most evil of all the Rakshasas.
Ravan? But that's impossible! Ravan is dead. It says so right here in the book. Ram killed him by shooting an arrow to his navel. See?
Yes, but when he is killed, he sinks to the depths of the netherworld. He stays there for a long, long time so that goodness is given a chance to replenish itself in society. But much as we all love it, good times do not last forever.
Why not?
Because it's against the rules of the universe.
I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
The universe makes sense only out of nonsense, and that is one of the few things that makes perfect sense.
Rishiji?
If good was always good, then there would be too much good, which would be no good at all. For it is the pull and push between the bad and good that maintains the order of the universe. Goodness can only quell badness until such time as the forces of evil rise up from the netherworld again to enter the battle zone.
I don't understand. Are you saying that Ravan has come back to life?
Or has life come back to the ways of Ravan?
What does he want? It can't be Sita. Does he want to extinguish the Vanar tribe?
That and worse. He wants to destroy the book itself.
The book? But why?
Because history is only created at its source.
Ravan wants to erase history completely to prove that good never existed. To show that he was always all-powerful, and then use this falsehood to slowly gain his control over the lands. He's been waiting for the book ever since he re-emerged from the netherworld to strike terror once again. There are no more copies left in the wild woods. He has destroyed them all. You have the very last one.
And the ways of Ravan's passion were destroyed in the process.
Ravan's passion? I still couldn't quite understand what he meant by that, but everything else he said had started to make sense. For the first time, I actually understood Rishiji's words. Well, some of them anyway. You're not serious, are you? Maz Ramayan is really the last one in existence?
It's proof that the Vanars and all the good creatures of the wild woods need to be preserved, and evidence of the history that Ravan was erased.
Now that you understand, can we count on the Arya to protect us from Balchorni?
Why me? Why is there no Ram? And where's Hanuman?
Quell your eternal inflammation and you will find Ram. Control your mind and you will find Hanuman.
Who are you? I mean, who are you really? You said that you walked the earth for thousands of years. If this forest is truly where Ram's adventures took place,
Wait, are you who I think you are? Rishiji, where did you go?
Follow his voice. He will give you the answers you seek. And when you get them, I hope you will give us the answers we seek.
Thank you for listening to Shadow Realm. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with someone who'd love to journey through the Aria Chronicles. Visit thearyachronicles.com for more information. Be sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Coming up on Shadow Realm.
Strength reaches infinite levels when a warrior is in possession of the Astra.
I know what Ma would want me to do.
Stay tuned for more.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.